How do you prepare for the greatest event in human history? Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama, and I'm excited to welcome you to Fraser 365. In this study, we're asking what it looks like to truly and thoroughly prepare ourselves for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is our hope that you come to a deeper knowledge of the gospel as we're challenged and encouraged in the days to come.
Thanks for joining us for day 18 of preparation for resurrection. Today's title is Seeing No One But Jesus. Alexander McLaren said, "Remember that vision on the Mount of Transfiguration, and let it be ours, even in the glare of earthly joys and brightness, to lift up our eyes like those wandering three and see no man anymore, save Jesus only." Our text today is Matthew 17, 4 through 9. It reads, "And Peter said to Jesus, 'Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.' He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, 'This is my Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him.' When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were terrified. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, 'Rise and have no fear.' And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, Jesus commanded them, 'Tell no one of the vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead.'" Today, we continue with the transfiguration of Jesus Christ. Stuart Weber provides an in-depth commentary on today's scripture. Peter, consistent with his character, did not know what to do, but he wanted to do something. "It is good for us to be here," is an expression of his amazement and joy. Feeling the need to do something, Peter offered, if you wish, to show reverence to Jesus and the two prophets by building three shelters. Evidently, what Peter had in mind was not protection from the sun or weather, but sacred shrines, like the tabernacle or other Old Testament memorials. Jesus apparently did not wish for such an expression of reverence, because he did not respond to Peter's offer. Peter's offer was interrupted by the appearance of the Father himself. Matthew says the cloud enveloped them while he was still speaking. God recognized Peter's good intention in wanting to honor Jesus, Moses, and Elijah, but he corrected Peter's misperception by elevating his son above the others. The cloud of the Shekinah glory came down, and the voice of God spoke from the cloud. The Father's words were identical to those spoken at Jesus' baptism, with the addition of "listen to him." The Greek present imperative, which means "keep on listening" or "always listen." When the Father affirmed Jesus as his son, the disciples gained a better idea of Jesus' true identity, the glorious and suffering Messiah. When the Father expressed his love for his Son, the disciples had a more complete idea of why Jesus was pleasing to the Father. He had been and would be obedient to the Father, even to death. The command to the disciples was "listen to him," elevating the word of Jesus above the words of Moses and Elijah. This reminds us of Jesus' repeated challenge, "He who has ears, let him hear." The disciples had heard all of Jesus' teaching, but the ears of their hearts were not fully open to the meaning of what had been revealed to them. The Father's proclamation was so frightening that the three disciples were unable to stand and face him, so they fell face down to the ground, terrified. Jesus ministered to his disciples through the ministry of touch. Jesus also claimed the fears of the disciples after they had witnessed his glorious and awesome power, because the theophany, or an appearance of God, had ended, Jesus instructed the disciples to get up. As they raised their faces from the ground and looked around, the scene was restored to normal. The cloud and voice were gone. Moses and Elijah had vanished. Jesus stood alone. The brilliant light from his face and clothes had faded, but the memory would be theirs for life. Jesus knew that such a revelation would be misused and misunderstood by others, even among the 12. His purpose in the Transfiguration had been to provide a striking testimony to and through Peter, James, and John after his resurrection. But in the wrong hands, this testimony could turn into a show, distracting from Jesus' purpose while the cross still loomed in the future. For this reason, Jesus instructed the disciples not to tell anyone what they had seen until the Son of Man had been raised from the dead. The encounter with Jesus led his disciples to a place where they saw no one but Jesus. As we seek to follow Christ during this season of preparation for resurrection, may we find ourselves focused solely on his presence. Here are some questions to consider today. What are your thoughts on Peter's desire to build three tents? Why is it essential that Peter, James, and John heard God's approval spoken over his son? How does the transfiguration of Jesus reveal his power? How does that give you confidence that he can transform your life? Thanks again for joining us. Live a transformed life today.